Blog Talk Radio.
Why does that come up? What happened there?
Surrender all.
Good evening, my dear beloved sister and brother on Advent Light. This is Sister Powell. She will be your host tonight. Welcome everyone who join, and we are going into prayer. Father in heaven, we want to thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for the opportunity that you have given unto us, that we can join to bring joy and to give you all the praise, our joy in our heart, and that we can extend it to our brothers and sisters, and that we can give you all the praise that due to you. You are so grateful. You are merciful. You are long-suffering. So we just want to give you thanks. Bless us and keep us as we join tonight, brothers and sisters, that our brothers and sisters will press number one, that we can share. Lord, bless us and keep us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, welcome to Advent Light Prayer Line Health Thursday, right? And our Health Thursday night, we know that today is the Health Week, and we know that the Health message is the right arm to the gospel. So we are here tonight to give praises and to bring glory to God. So I'm going to open this line, and eventually, sister, can you just patiently wait on Sister Powell? 225-337, your line is open. We're going to read, but since I know your schedule, so I open your line. So 225, yes. Your line is open.
Amen. Let us pray, brothers and sisters. Our Father, which art in heaven, Lord, we come to you on the prayer line, Father, just to give you praise and to give you honor, Father. Lord, we all join in, Lord, fellowship with one another, Father, and just to give you all the praise and glory. Father, we thank you for this prayer line. Now, Lord, as we go into reading the scriptures, reading prophecy, Lord, steps to Christ, oh, Father, we see your love for us, Lord. And, Lord, Father, you said that you have given us this light, Lord, that we are to walk in this light, and, Lord, and be the light of the world. So, Heavenly Father, please, please, Lord, strengthen us, lead and guide us, Lord, and please allow your Holy Spirit to fall on us afresh, Lord, that we may receive it, Lord, with gladness. As I'm about to read the rejoicing of the Lord, so, Father, touch your children's heart, Lord. They will share. They will talk of your goodness, and they will give you praise tonight. Thank you, Father, for this line. Thank you for Sister Power hosting. And, Lord, bless my brothers and sisters on this prayer line, Lord, and increase their faith, Lord, and just help each and every one of us to love one another, as the Bible said, that we ought to love the brethren and lift them up before you, Father. And we thank you, Father, and your Son, Yeshua's name, we do pray. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I'm reading Rejoicing in the Lord. But first, I want to read a scripture for you. It's this scripture comes from Psalms 34. And I just looked at this, and it says, verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. So I'm going to stop right there. So we're going to go into this reading, because it is such a joy to be able to read and study about the Lord our God. It says, the children of God are called to represent, the children of God are called to be representative of Christ, showing forth the goodness and mercy of the Lord. As Jesus has revealed us true character of the Father, so we are to reveal Christ to a world that does not know his tender, pity, love. As thou hast sent me into the world, said Jesus, even so I have also sent them into the world. I in them and thou in me, that the world may know that thou hast sent me. John 17:18-23. The Apostle Paul says to the disciples of Jesus, ye are manifested, declared to be the epistle of Christ, knowing and read of all men. 2 Corinthians 3:3-2. In every one of his children, Jesus sent a letter to the world. If you are Christ's followers, he sent in you a letter to the family, the village, the streets where you live. Jesus dwelling in you desires to speak to the heart of those who are not acquainted with him. Perhaps they do not read the Bible or do not hear the voice that speaks to them in the page, in this page. They do not see the love of God through his work. But if you are a true representative of Jesus, it may be that through you, they will be led to understand something of his goodness and be won to love and serve him. I'm going to stop right there, brothers and sisters. What a blessing reading. And as I read this, brothers and sisters, we have to come up in this standard because God accepts nothing less. By God's grace, I pray for myself and my sisters and brothers, and that we show the love of Christ in the world and our neighbors, our brothers and sisters. Sisters and brothers, yes, we are human, and a lot of people don't, if they say you of Christ, they want us to walk so straight, and we cannot go out that way. And if they see you doing something wrong, oh, they point the finger. Oh, I thought you was a Christian. But you know what? That's supposed to be right. But the only thing about it, we have to let the Lord be our lead. We have to let the Lord strengthen us. We have to pray and talk to him because we cannot go walk that straight line. We need him to help us. And that's the only way we can show the world that Christ is with us. So I just want to thank the Lord for his blessing, for his reading, my brothers and sisters, because it's nothing that I can do or anyone can do without him. And thank you, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Sister Power, for opening my line. And may God bless, and I love everyone. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Leela, for reading the devotional part, Rejoicing in the Lord. And this scripture is also taken from John 17:18:1. And brothers and sisters on this land, when we rejoice in the Lord, we can go and share with others by rejoicing. We have an experience with him, you know. We can go and we can share his love and all the things that he has done for us. And as our dear sister read a while ago that, you know, we have a love letter. He gave us a love letter. What is love letter? We have a letter to share to everyone who we come contact with. And this letter is the word of God, is the word of truth. This letter is for us to reveal our true character, just as how we have saw what our Father have done for us on that cross, and even now the work that he have been doing. And as John said, you remember when Jesus had finished his work, this was the prayer that he went to his Father and he prayed to his Father. And we can just read a little about it. We're asking our brothers and sisters to press 1. We can read John 17 from 1 to 5 and also 18:21. So I will do a little reading and a little further study and rejoicing in the Lord, because if we are rejoicing, we have to have something, right, to go out there and share and to tell others what our Lord have done for us, because we know he have done great things, as our sister said, read a while ago. He said his character, his true character, we are supposed to adapt his character so we can do the work that he wants us to do. And John 17, verse 1 to 5, it said, these words spoke Jesus. And as he lifted, remember, he finished his work. He have completed his work. He is rejoicing to give his Father some praises because he has finished his work. He said, these words spake Jesus. And he lifted up his eyes to heaven, heaven where he is now, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given us, given him. And this is the life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And for I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thy me with thine own self, with the glory which I have with thee before the world was. So when Jesus has finished and complete his work, brothers and sisters, on earth, his work was complete. He present his people, present his own self to Jesus, his Father, and also present his disciples and us to him, that we will be one with him. So these words are encouraging to our souls so that we can be the light bearer as he has given us the message to go out and preach and present to our brothers and sisters, that we can let them know that God is there, and if we trust and if we be faithful, he will allow us to enter into eternity when he comes. He said, Christian, are set as light bearer, brothers and sisters. We are light bearers on the way to heaven, and they are to reflect to the world the light shining upon them from Christ. So we here gather each evening, praising, giving thanks, sharing the word, right? We are supposed to be reflecting to the world as a shining light of the character of Christ. So I just want to thank God for these wonderful, encouraging promises and word of encouragement to us so that we can know that despite of all what is happening, you know, we are not alone. God and his Son is there to keep and to guide and to protect and to help us. It's also, I'm asking my brothers and sisters, please to press 1 that I can open the line. I don't want Sister Powell alone to be talking. He said, their life and character should be such that though through him others will get a right conception of Christ and his service. So, you know, the life that we live and what we have shown people, others out there, it will allow people to really come to Christ and to want to do the will of Christ. And if we do represent Christ, we shall make his service appear attractive. Brothers and sisters, God wants us to be attractive out there with everything we do, that people, you know, will come to Christ and to share when they come to Christ, because you have to share. When you have something in you, you don't want to keep it alone. And if you get the blessings, you would like to share it with others. And he said, as it really is, Christian who gather up gloom and sadness to their soul and murmur and complain and giving to others a false representation of God and of God and a Christian life. They give the impression of God is not pleased to have his children happy. So, brothers and sisters, we can't go out there with a sad countenance. We have to go out there with a happy, a joyful moment that people can see. You know, we have something to share. And if there is no other time we have some message this year is no, so that we can bring people, point people to Christ. So I'm so thankful for this message that God has given unto us, and thank all my brothers and sisters who joined that we can come and share. Right? I'm going to open this.
Amen, Sister Power. I forgot to share my little testimony in rejoicing. Can you hear me, Sister Power? I had opened the line.
Yes.
You can hear me, Sister Powell? I wanted to share a little testimony because we are rejoicing in the Lord. I was in the laundromat, Sister Powell, and I was so happy. This gentleman began to, you know, just ask me. He said, oh, he said, you got some good. He said, that Priscilla, that's some good laundry detergent. I said, oh, yes. He said, and it's clean. I said, oh, yes. And as we talk, we start just giving God praise and thanking God for this and that. And, you know, I began to share some prophecy and some studies with him. And when I shared that with him and I gave him two books, and he said, boy, you are happy. I said, oh, yes, sir, I'm happy. I'm so happy you accept the word of God, you accept the book. I said, that is the joyful. That's a joy for me to be because when somebody accepts the word, that is joy. So I told him, I said, I was very happy that he accepted God's word. So while I was reading that, I thought about it. I said, I forgot to give my testimony. And that's all I wanted to share, Sister Power. I had the man saw in my face. He said, you sure is happy. I said, yes. I said, you have made me happy. And I just thank God for that because he recognized it. Amen? Amen. That's it, Sister Power. You can close my line.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Leola, for sharing. Yes, everywhere you go, you have to let the world know, right, that Jesus is alive. You can't go into a weakness to people with a dull face. All right? Or a miserable attitude. You want people to see Christ because this love letter that we have to take around, we have to take it with joy. We have to take it with power, and we have to take it with life. And God wants us to represent him, and he wants it to be attractive, right? And we know by the help of the Lord that he will allow us, you know, to be able to do what he asks us to do. Right? Thank you again. 518-482, give your name. Welcome to Advent Thursday Health Reform Night.
Good evening, everyone in line this evening. This is Sister Cancinelli from upstate New York. Okay. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening my line. This evening, I would like to open with a prayer. Then I will give a part of, I would speak on water for my help dip water. I cannot give all of it one time, but next week I'll continue on it. So I'll do a little piece of water for you and my help dip, and I sing my song, Fill My Cup, Lord, okay? I hope I will be very fast and quick. He forgives all my sins. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. That text is taken from Psalms 103:3. My health may fail and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. And he is mine forever. The Lord will guide you continually, give you water when you are dry, and restoring your strength, you will be like a well-watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. Most gracious Father, I thank you for this privilege of coming on the line this evening to share. Lord, I pray that you will bless all of us who are on this line this evening. Help that whatever we say may it bring glory to your name. Someone would be helped. Someone would be blessed as a result of hearing your word. And as we give our testimonies and songs, reading, Lord, we pray that you will bless each and encourage us in your word. And as I about to speak about water, Lord, I pray that you will help us to see the need of drinking water, all of us on this line, because water is very essential. Water is life. And we thank you, dear Father, for being with us here this evening and for keeping us and bringing us here another evening that we could come together to bless each other. And we pray that you will bless us as I speak. Amen. Our body cells are composed mostly of water. Up to 70% or more, in fact, 70% of our body is made up of water. The brain is composed of 80% water, the heart 73%, and the lungs about 83% water. The skin contains 64% water, and even our bones are 31% water. Our very breath is always full of water vapor. And this is why on cold days when you breathe out in the cloud of mist, they come from your mouth and nose. And when the warmth, wet, fresh air from our lungs meet the cold air of the atmosphere, the water vapor condenses into mist. That's why sometimes you see mist coming out of your nose on a cold day. It goes in the winter. Everybody, you know that. You see that. Getting enough water is very, very essential to life. We all need to ensure we get enough of it daily. Water's unique qualities and properties are what makes it essential for our bodies to function in healthy ways. And if we want to keep healthy, we have to drink a lot of water. To be able to function at all, it helps digest our food so that it can provide us with energy, dissolve many substances, allow ourselves to use valuable nutrients in biological processes, transport carbohydrates and proteins to our bodies and need and use as food, transport waste materials out of the body. And it's also important in controlling body temperature. So sometimes you're feeling very hot, you need to take a drink of water and that will cool down your machine. Each day, we must have at least a certain amount of water to survive. Of course, this varies according to our age or gender, how much physical exertion we do. Exercise depends, a person's state of health, and also it varies in relation to those persons' lives. People in hot desert area, people who live in areas that are very humid, people live there, they want a lot, they have to drink a lot of water to keep cool. And those who live in very dry climates that are dry, you don't have a lot of rain, they need to use a lot of water as well. And however, generally speaking, an adult male needs about 3/4, 12 to 8 ounces of glass water per day, while an adult female needs 2.25 quarters, at least 8 to 8 ounces glasses per day. Some of this water obtained in food, sometimes we get water from our food, taken from the air we inhale, but the majority of our body need for water can only be replaced by drinking it. So the only way that we can replace water into our bodies is by drinking it. We actually lose a quarter of quarts of water each day from the body. In our perspiration, we breathe out, and when we go to the bathroom, we also lose several cups of water just out of our skin every night. Have you ever slept on a mattress and you look on your pillow in the night and you see that this is wet? You notice that the wetness of it in the morning? That is what your body has lost in water while you were sleeping. Just imagine that. With every sumptuous breath, we expel moisture and the culminative effects of night sleep on our bodies is a simple dry out. Our bodies don't have a reserve supply of water. We don't carry a water tank on our backs, do we? The water lost must be replaced, and the water alone will replace the water we have lost, water and water alone. Some people say, well, I get my fluid in tea, coffee, and fruit juice, and wine, and all of this, Coca-Cola. But however, these problems, if most of these drinks actually have a diuretic effect, which forces the body to eliminate more water than it is taking in, causing a state of dehydration. In fact, some believe this is an epidemic of chronic dehydration in the United States of America due to caffeine and alcohol consumption alone. And just how clean would your body be? Just imagine. If you wish, if you wash it in anything else but water, how clean would your car be if you wash it in coffee, wine, and fruit juice? How clean would your dish be if you wash them in tea or cola drinks? It is the same for our body. Water is a universal solvent and such it is very effective in cleaning. We clean our dishes, our bodies, our cars, our houses, and our pets with water. Just as we would even consider using anything else for the cleaning, we should consider using anything else on the inside of our bodies simply because nothing else will clean them or provide what they need the way water does. And we all have discovered that when one is truly hot and thirsty, a long, cool glass of water is the only drink that fully quenches the thirst and refreshes us. And I'll stop there for this week. And I will sing this song, Fill My Cup, Lord. So we see the importance of using water daily. We have to get a daily supply of water to our system. I have to fill our cup as I sing this song. Like a woman at the well, I was seeking for things I could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, go to my well that never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord, I'm lifted up now. Come and cleanse the spirit of my soul. Spirit of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make it all. There are millions in this world who are praising this great work you came to do. But none can match you in this great work that I find in Jesus Christ my Lord. And I took love and lifted up love. Come on, Continually giving you water when you are dry and restoring your strength, you will be like a watered garden, like an ever-flowing spring. And that text is being from Isaiah 58:11. Thank you, Sister Paula.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, my dear sister, for that presentation about water, brothers and sisters. We have to thank Sister Cantanella to present these health message, healthy, because this, what she had presented this evening afternoon, is our eight laws, one of the eight laws to health. And it told us about water, how we are supposed to use water, drink water in every way of our life. We have to have water because it is life. To our body, to our soul, when doing everything is water. So we have to use. So we want to thank my dear sister for this presentation. And brothers and sisters, we do know that a lot of us sometimes do not want to drink water, right? As she mentioned a while, so does tea and all these things, those sweet drink and beverages. But the best drink for us is water. We have to put in the water. We pass out these water in all way form. So we have to drink a lot of water so that we will be healthy. So I just want to thank Sister Cantanella for reminding us. And our eight laws of health as tonight is Thursday night. We have eight doctor calls. You know, this is our call, our laws that God have given unto us. And it is very, very important for us to follow these laws that the Lord has given unto us. And first, I would ask if everyone know the New Start. We have New Start, and we have N. Anyone can just share out what that N for and what it is, New Start. And N is for nutrition, and E is for exercise, and W is for water that we have heard a while ago, the presentation, and S is for sunshine, tea, temperance in everything we do, and A is for ear. We can't do without that. We need the ear. We need the sunshine, and R is rest. We need that rest. That is a part of the eight laws that the Lord have given unto the world, and on T, trust in God. In doing all these, we know we can't do these and can't follow it on our own. We have to trust God because God is the only one is going to help us. So I just want to thank my dear sister for that presentation about water that helped us this evening, and also the song, brothers and sisters. If there is no other time, we need the Lord to fill our cup, fill it up. You know, bread of heaven, we need that fresh bread of heaven every minute, every hour, so that we will be filled with the Holy Spirit. As our sister just read a while ago about water, it's important. And it reminds me of the woman at the well, right? What happened when Jesus promised that she will get that water, that living water, that she will never thirst again, you know, and look what she has done, because she was so interested. She was so happy that she would be able to get that living water so that she will not be thirst again. So it's very important, and we know when we have that water, and it can also represent the Holy Spirit, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, and that new wine, when we get it as the love letter that God have given unto us, that we can go and share. So I just want to thank my dear sister for sharing there, and also for that wonderful song and encouragement to all of us. Brothers and sisters, I'm asking you to press number one so that we can open the line so you can share, that we can have the speaker come on and, you know, have much time that they can participate or share the word.
Amen, Sister Power.
Seven, your line is open.
Hello, Sister Power. Hello, brothers and sisters. My name is Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank God because God is good. God is awesome. He's worthy to be praised, beloved brothers and sisters. Have faith in God because God is awesome. He is worthy to be praised. And Sister Power, I like to thank for Sister Destinelli was singing that song, Sister Power. Sister Power, when she was singing that song, I feel blessed. I feel the blessing, Sister Power. I feel a lot of blessed. I feel it, Sister Power. I say hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise to the Lord. Praise to the Lord. Praise to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. I have a prayer request, Sister Power. My prayer request tonight before I sing a song, my prayer request is to pray for my mother, Sister Power, lift up my mom in prayer. My mom needs a lot of prayer, Sister Power. Sister Power, don't forget to pray for Brother Isma. Don't forget to pray for Brother Jihari, Sister Power, and Brother Jihari could baptize too. Pray for him, Sister Power. And Sister Power, don't forget to give Jay Adams the information to take the prayer line to, Sister Power. Don't forget to text him and tell him about the Advent Light Ministry. And Sister Power, I don't know. Can he take the Advent Light Ministry on his tablet or by phone, by internet? Sister Power, can he take the prayer line on his tablet, Sister Power? Can he take it, Jay Adams? Can he take the prayer line on his tablet, Sister Power? Pray for him, lift him up in prayer. Pray for Brother Jari, Sister Power. Pray for Sister Denise. Pray for them and pray for all of them, Sister Power. Sister Power, I don't know if Brother Jari can take the prayer line on his tablet, because Sister Power, I think he have a tablet, Sister Power. Can he take the Advent Light Ministry on his tablet or Sister Power, I think he needs the information to take the prayer line to Sister Power, to take it Thursday and Friday and Sunday on his tablet, because his tablet is working, Sister Power. Can he take it in the internet? And Sister Power, let me sing a song before you answer my questions too. Let me sing a song right now. God is the strength of my life. Ooh, ooh, oh. Every day, never to leave me, never to leave me. God is the strength of my life. Every day, never to leave me, never to leave me. God is my help. God is. God is. Hallelujah. God is. God is my hope and mountain. Today, do the oh, yes, Calvary is the today that gave me strength. Today, today, it would never lose its power. We shout to the oh, yes, mountain. Let's sing it, Sister Power. Oh, to the oh, yes, Calvary. The blood that gave me strength. Today, today, it would never lose its power. Sister Power, I don't know, can you answer my question too? I don't know, can Brother Jared take the, I don't know, can he take the Advent Light ministry on his tablet, because his first name is Jay and his last name is Adams, Sister Power. I don't know, can he take in the internet, Sister Power, on his tablet? I don't know, can you text him? And Sister Power, don't forget to give him the Advent Light Ministry time. The Advent Light Ministry starts 7 p.m. On Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. And the health message will be by Sister Stephanie, Sister Power. Sister Power, I don't know, can he take it on his tablet, Sister Power? I don't know, can he take it, because he tell me that he wants to take it on his tablet. Can he? Or I don't know. Amen. May God bless you all on the prayer line. Be loved. Have faith in God. Sister Power, I don't know, can he take it to Sister Power on his tablet?
Amen. 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 Thank you, Brother Eli, for that song. Brother Eli, have that compassion, that love in his heart for his brothers and sisters, Jaari, Ishmael, Mama, and the house manager and the other friend, brothers and sisters. We are so grateful to know, you know, that we can witness, you know, a young man so passionate for the Lord and have that compassion for his friend, Jaari and Ishmael and his mom and their manager. And the brother Eli is asking brother and sister if Jaari is on the line. Jaari, can you press number one that you can share? And Brother Eli is also inviting you over again on the line. We are on this line here Sunday, Thursday, and Friday night, right? So we are inviting you and your house team and your brothers and your sister to join, to give praises and also listen, you know, the word of God. Brother Jaari, if you are on the line, we ask you to press number one that you can share. Thank you. 8985-381, your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Mama, Louisiana. First of all, I'd like to thank God for waking us up and watching over us, giving us a blessed week. It's almost done and being so good to us. I would like to read a prayer. Teach me, O Lord, your way. Show me your truth. that I may live. I would rather have the true spirit life with you in abundance than to be exercised by an empty faith life. The world offers. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tent of wickedness. Psalms 84:10. Amen. Thank the Lord for the words of for good kindness words that you have to go by to study so we can maintain his guidance and study with each other, share with each other, and have to make it in so that we can be so we can become more closer to him. So I just want to thank God for it, for the word. And I just ask for prayer for the Advent Life prayer line, all the help we have, the wonderful help we have, the ones to help us study and to grow and to just keep each other sharing and all the above that we do in this prayer line, and makes it a wonderful week. And we just want to keep them in prayer, lift them up, ask God to keep them healthy, keep them in their strength, in their right mind, to continue the work, the good work they're doing, and let them be able to conquer the, all the upcoming agenda they have. And pray for whatever they have coming up. So I want to pray for the sick, the homeless, the ones that are confined, those outside, and wherever they may be. We just want to pray for all the COVID people and just pray to God that we can just stay safe. Amen. And everyone have a blessed evening. Amen. That'll be it for me, John, Brother John, speaking tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, he's enough to have Brother John tonight, right? How do you know that part?
No. Not tonight. No more.
Okay, okay, all right, okay. Okay. Thank you, Sister Brenda, for sharing, and Brother John. We haven't Brother John tonight, but we know that he's doing okay. God is good. God is so great. We thank Sister Brenda for sharing, reading the scripture, and also, you know, praying for us, you know, and to just allow us to know how much he's enjoying what is happening in the Word by studying the Word and, you know, studying together with sisters, and that is really a blessing. So, brothers and sisters, we have to comfort each other by studying, by praying, and by, you know, calling each other in this time. If there's other time we need each other, is now. So let us make it our point of duty when we have time, brothers and sisters. You don't know these number of our brother, of our sisters and brother on this line. You know, we can send these numbers and you can call, you know, and we can encourage one another. So I just want to thank Sister Brenda and thank everyone who join and who share and giving praise. 631-552, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Pleasant good night, brothers and sisters, and Advent Light prayer line. This is Brother O'Neill. Pleasant good night, Sister Powell. Thank you for opening up my line. It's truly a blessing to be on the line tonight. Thank God for his mercy, his grace, his strength. And I've been on a little break supposed to be going back to work Monday, but I've been busy still trying to get some things done, preparing up for just the planting season and all of that. So I want to thank God for his strength that he's provided once more. And as we see what is taking place in the world, and it looks like everything is dark and dreary, and God has forgotten his people. And it seems like the enemy is winning the battle. But we know who is the victor already. Christ never loses a battle. And he's our commanding chief. And we follow instruction from him. And we see this COVID-19 is propelling into the New World Order agenda, because the new World Order is planning their thing, and they're using the COVID-19 as the way, and the leaders of the world are in harmony with this thing. And this is nothing new to us as Seventh-day Adventists, and anyone on the line who's unaware of what is really going on, this is the enemy at work. You know, all these measures and these policies, these rules, closed on Sabbath. Last week in Jamaica, they closed down from 12 p.m. in the day, lockdown, and all these things going on. We know, man, the health crisis that is going on, all this thing is leading up to one thing, and we cannot survive without getting a vaccine, and that's not natural immunity that our God made us. And I want to let everybody aware that we have to get back to the Bible, because if we follow what men says, then we are in problem. I want to share a scripture that I read this morning in Matthew, the 14th chapter. Matthew chapter 14. You can go there with me. Matthew chapter 14. Give me 1 second. Let me pull it up. One second. Skin is acting up. Sister Paul, can you go to the next caller and give me, like, I press back one, because I'm getting some connection problems.
Yes, brothers and sisters, we're asking you to press number one if you want to share. Brother O'Neill is looking up for a number. You can press number one if you want to share, brothers and sisters. God is good. God is great. God have done so much things for you. And you're on the line, if you want to share. Yes, if we are sharing, we will. Pass. God is good, the brothers and sisters said, health is wealth, right? We know when we have our health, we have wealth. And this is saying, man was to bear God's image, both in outward resemblance and in character. Christ alone is the express image, you know, and we find that in Hebrews 1:3, of the Father, but man was formed in the likeness of God. His nature was in harmony with his will, with the will of God. His mind was capable of comprehending divine things. His afflictions were pure. His appetites and passions were under the control of reason. He was holy, happy in bearing the image of God and in perfect obedience, brothers and sisters, to his will. Hear that? Perfect obedience. And that is what God wants us to have, his character of be perfect, obedient in all his will. Purchase and Profit 45, paragraph 2. As the man came forth from the hand of his creator, he was of lofty stature and perfect symmetry. His countenance bore the rugged tint of earth and gloom in the light of life and joy. Adam's height was much greater than that of men who now inhabit the world. Those were giants at those times here, but we saw what sin have done, kind of a shortened down even size and time and age and all these things. Sin, because those men of God used to live to years, long years, and they were like giants. They were giants. Eve was somewhat less in stature, yet her form was noble and full of beauty. The sinful pair wore no artificial garment here. They were so pure and remnant to the light of God. The glory of God was upon them. They did not need to wear no artificial garment. They were clothed with the covering of light and glory. That is what we all on this line expected to cover with God. Glory, you know, no artificial glory. We supposed to be covered with the light of God's glory. And this brings me to Revelation, with Revelation 18, where that angel come down to pour down the glory of the great power and also glory. Cover us with his glory of righteousness so that we can shine to go to the world to present the word. So long as they live in obedience to God, and this robe of light continue to ensure them. So, brothers and sisters, our prayer tonight is for each one of us who gather on this line night upon night, reading the word of God, carrying out the gospel message, to share with your brothers and sisters, right? This is our goal. This is our aim. This is what we are praying for, to be total surrender our life to the Lord so that we can cover with his robe of righteousness and that we will be able to share the message. Brothers and sisters, I'm asking you if you want to speak and you press number one that I can open the line. I'm going to open the line for prayer now, and then Brother O'Neill, you can take off yourself and you can, when you're ready, Brother O'Neill. I'm going to open this line, ask for prayer, brothers and sisters. Right? If no one else would like to share, I would like to give you the opportunity. We have quite a few people here. We ask you if you want to share, if you can press number one so that I will open your line. 347-238, your line is open.
Hello, pleasant good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Hanfield. This is Sister Powell's niece, cousin. We just want to give you praise and glory, honor and adoration to the Lord because he has kept us safe. We are free for, I mean, we don't know how long. You know, we are not sick. We're alive and well, and we just want to praise the Lord. We just want to give him glory because God is a good God. So it is a very, I thank God for the opportunity of just being with you guys this evening. And let us continue to pray for each other. God bless. Thank you.
Amen, amen.
Praise the Lord. I didn't get the name clear.
Sister Annette Henfield.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Welcome. Thank you for joining. Let you come on this line to and share. We just want to let you know how much we appreciate your coming, your visit, and also your share. And we just invite you that, you know what, when you come one time, you come two times, you are no stranger. You are part of us, right? So we just want to welcome you again and thank you for sharing. God bless.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, sister.
Okay. Yes, brothers and sisters, if you want to share, I have a testimony, a praise report, a scripture, a song. This is the time now you can press number one and we will open the line. All right, we're going to open Brother O'Neill line. 631-552, your line is open.
Hello, and good night. Yeah.
What is it, Brother O'Neill?
Matthew chapter 14.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew chapter 14. And it says,
Brother Honey?
Yeah, Matthew chapter. We read with the situation of John the Baptist when he was beheaded by King Herod. And in that same story, we see when Jesus fed over 5,000 women and children. And then after he went to this, so many people. They just say that I was walking on the water.
Okay. Brother O'Neill? We miss him? Brother O'Neill? 631-552? Oh, Lord. Brother O'Neill, call drop, brothers and sisters. So what we're going to do, we're going in prayer. He will call back. All right? 225-337, can you lead us in prayer? Your line is open. All right, brothers and sisters, now is the time we are going in prayer. Can you bow for me and whisper a word of prayer, brothers and sisters? We know that, you know, the enemy is out, and we are finding that the lines them have been dropping, the individual line have been dropping, maybe there. I don't want the internet giving them problems. So let us pray. Come, let us pray, brothers and sisters. Kind and loving, righteous Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our children come before you this moment to give you thanks and praises for all the blessings. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you that we have a loving Father who cares about us, who provides for us, Lord, our food, our shelter, our clothing, but most of all, our Heavenly Father who went on Calvary's cross. His blood was shed because of us, gave us another chance to eternity. A Father who right now is in the most holy sanctuary, in heaven, the most holy heavenly court, investigating, Lord, about us, cleansing the sanctuary above, blotting out our sins. Lord, this evening, we, your children, come. Please, Lord, do not blot out our name from the book of life, but allow our names to be there, dear Father. We ask you, Father, to cover each heart, dear Lord. You know and you see each one. You have created us in the image and likeness of you. Heavenly Father, we are in a crisis. A lot of us, Lord, are fearful, Lord, of the things that is happening. But we ask you to give us that mighty power from above to strengthen us that we will be able to prolong the way. We know the road is rough, the valley is deep, the hill is steep, but we know, dear Lord, your promises is sure, in which you said, I will be with you even to the end of time. So now, dear Lord, we come before you with that blessed assurance that you will keep us and you will guide us. Father, the work have to be done now, and you call us as a representative for you to carry out your truth, your light out there to the world. And Lord, help us that we can go to do your will. Father, tonight, we ask you to pour your blessing upon every soul who are here. You know their needs, Lord, and the condition that they are going through. Allow them to hold on. We have some, Lord, in our midst are sick, Lord. But because we know you are the great physician, the healer, sympathizing Jesus, I present them to you tonight, dear Lord. So we ask you to touch, because you said to us in your word, you wish above all things that we would prosper and be in good health. And also you remind us about you can heal all our diseases. So this evening we present every soul to you. We present Sister Richardson, Lord, and Father Richardson, Lord, wasn't feeling good this morning. Well, we place her in your care, and we pray for her family, her children, Cindy, Lord, Lou, and Casey, her mother, and her sister, dear Lord. We also lift up Elder Richardson, give him the strength that he need, Lord, and also the Tennessee group, Sister Barnes, Lord, Sister Habbo, Brother Wilson, Elder Wilson, Brother Eugene, dear God, Sister Boyd, who travel to visit her mom, Lord. We ask you, Father, to allow her, dear Lord, that they will, share your word. They comfort each other in this time. Lord, we lift up Sister Leola. Sister Leola is praying for Brother Jarvis and Nicole, Brother Ray, Amari, Lord, Shala, and Jarvis Jr. We lift them up, Lord. And Lionel, her brother, her sister-in-law, dear Lord, we lift them up to you, brother, Sister Nell, and all those individuals who she is witnessing to. Lord, in Louisiana, Lord, that gentleman in that laundromat who she shared, and he was asking her how she was so joyful, her heart was filled with joy, so that it was just showing out, and she was demonstrating your character there by sharing your word to that young man, Lord. So we just want to thank you for the work that you have allowed her to be doing, Lord. We also lift up to you tonight, Sister Kenyatta, Lord, a young woman in Louisiana. You know everything about her, a part of this group. We ask you for strength towards her, protection towards her. Allow her, dear God, to trust you and to know that you are God and you can do all things. We lift up Sister Teresa from Louisiana too, Lord. Continue to bless and keep them. Sister Brenda and Brother John and the young children and their daughter and her son and the community, we lift them up this moment to you, Father. We lift up Brother Yudi in Arkansas, his wife, his mother-in-law, and father-in-law, the two children, Caleb and Elizabeth, Lord. We lift them up to you, Lord, the work, the mission, the store, dear Lord, it is in your hand. So we place that every work that they do, dear Father, we ask you for strength toward them and provide and make way that everything, and also those new believers who they are studying with, Father, we ask you to allow them to feed upon the word and to give you fully their life. We also lift up to you, dear moment, dear Lord, Sister Stephanie, Lord, you see, you know everything. The educators, Lord, they are crying out to you for help, because, Lord, they see the need at this time for those children and also the parents and even their administrators, Lord. So we lift them to you. We lift our brother Neil, Lord, is a night, dear Father. Give him the strength, the power at his job, Lord, as he present you by sharing your words, Lord, to those who he came contact with on the buses, the train. We ask your strength, and he's praying for his children and the children's mother and his brothers and his sister. Lord, we lift up Sister Kaja and Brother KJ, dear Lord, keep them, guide them. Brother Elton and his wife, the Washington, D.C. prior line and great controversy study group, we lift them up to you, Lord. We lift up everyone. You know them. It's so much names, dear Father. Brother Eli. And as Brother Eli is praying for Jo'ari, Ishmael, his mother, the manager of the house, Lord, we place him in your care and allow them to join there and to give you all the praise. Our young people, Lord, our visitors, Lord, first time caller, dear, we lift them up. Sister Cancinelli, dear, with her health tip, health message, and what she has been doing in the community. Sister Barnaby, dear Father, we lift up everyone. Now, dear Lord, we lift up the churches, Lord. Our churches, Capital City, and all the churches, joining Seventh-day Adventist Church, and the members, the pastors, the leaders, Lord, the children, we lift them up at the time that we can look and see the serious of the time that we are living in, so that we can call upon you and depend upon you and to trust you, so that we will be able to stand when that great day comes. Now, dear Father, as we come before you, we are asking you for help, because if there is no other help we need it now, Lord. So we ask you to fill our cup this evening and with the sweet Holy Spirit, and help us that we will be able to share your words, Lord. We will be able to give you the praise that due to your blessed speaker, the speaker is on. We are asking you after my voice. We are asking you to allow the speaker to press number one that she can present the message. God is so good. You're so great. And you are worthy, worthy to be praised. And those who are on the internet, Lord, we ask you to pour your blessings upon them. They are there listening night upon night. We ask you to allow them to surrender all to you and give you the glory that due to you. Thank you for hearing and thank you for answering our prayer. In Jesus' loving name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. Yes, brothers and sisters, we want to thank you again for sharing. We're going to press this line and we are asking Brother Anil if he could just present the message for us. I don't know if he's back right on the line. I open the line.
Hello. Good night, Sister Paul.
Amen.
Yeah. Good night, Sister Paul. I want to thank God for his love, his grace, and his mercy towards us. Look into some stuff. You look at one of the main cause of disease in the human body. As we look into this, parasites, one of the leading cause of chronic illness in the human body. I pray that each and everyone will listen attentively to the things that will be shared. And even those who do not eat meat, can be affected by this as well, because there are a lot of contributing factors towards this sickness. Most countless money turn off. I want to thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Father, we ask you to cover us and your blood. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So whatever we do or say, bring honor and glory to your name. We invite the presence of your Holy Spirit, Father, to all our transgressions, cleanse us from all sins, and let your name alone be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray, thanksgiving. Amen. So we see in Matthew the 14th chapter, the 14th chapter, and from the 34th to 36th verse, it says, "And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into that country round about, and bought unto him all that were diseased, and bestowed him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole." I want to repeat this text again. It says, "And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had a knowledge of him, they sent out into all the country round about and bought unto him all that were diseased." And verse 36, "And bestowed him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole." So we see that these men heard that Jesus Christ was in the place, in that village, and they sent all that were bought, all who were diseased, to him to be healed. And Jesus healed all of their diseases. And some just said, only just to touch the garment that he wore, to touch the garment that they wore, and they were made whole. So we see the work of Christ is a missionary work. The work of Christ was a medical missionary. Jesus Christ was not just about the gospel. It was about the entire, the everlasting gospel. The everlasting gospel consists of mental, physical, and spiritual healing. So Christ was doing all three at the same time in his work. And that is the work that each and every one of us are called to do, especially in the last days of earth history. Because there are many who are suffering from chronic illnesses and they need help. And each and every one of us have our work to do. In Healthful Living, HL, give me 1 second. Healthful Living. Healthful Living, page 13.1, it says, "It is our duty to study the laws that govern our being and conform to them. Ignorance in these things is sin." What? "It is our duty to study the laws that govern our being and conform to them. Ignorance in these things is sin." What is this telling us? Not our doctors should be the one that is, we should be our doctor, in other words. We should not depend on a doctor to tell us exactly what is happening within us. It is our duty to know the laws that govern our being. And we have been stressing on the line, the 8 laws of health. But the 8 laws, we have a series of 8 laws to cover according to the character of God. My fellow, another ministry that I'm aligned to as well, in the next 8 weeks, starting next Saturday on YouTube, we're going to review the 8 laws of health according to God's character. So we're going to go into that. Fellow medical missionary and health doctors, herbalists will be involved according to the way of God on that. So it says, page 13.2, it says, "From the first dawn of reason, the human mind should become intelligent in regard to the physical structure. We may behold and admire the work of God in the natural world, but the human habitation is the most wonderful. So we can admire the things that God has made, but the human habitation that you and I live in, the body that makes us up, all the organs, the brain, everything, the cells, all these are a blessing that God has given unto us. Let us look on parasites. Parasites is one of the most dangerous virus or disease that affects the human frame. Let's go into that now. It says, you have in parasites, you have eight types of, you have types, six different types of parasites in the human body. You have the roundworm, you have the hookworm, you have the fluke, you have the tapeworm, you have a nematode. You have two types of the nematodes. So it says, symptoms of parasites in humans: constipation, one, gas or bloating, diarrhea, pains or aches in the back, joint or muscles, irritable bowel syndrome, allergies, increased appetite, itchy ears, nose or anus, nervousness or grumpiness, feeling grumpy, chronic fatigue, lethargy, apathy, various skin problems, tooth grinding or clenching, anemia, excess weight, forgetfulness, vision problems, and problem sleeping. So these are some of the symptoms of parasites in the human body. So, what can, it says, and so we see that those are some of the warning signs of parasites within in the human body. So what can we do about this problem? How can we get rid of these things outside of our body? Is there anything that God has provided in nature to eliminate things from our body? Yes. You have advantages and you have disadvantages. What makes it disappear, or what makes it fester, keep growing in the body? Sugar intake, starch. These are some of the things that help to feed parasites in the body. Also, acidic food, any acidic food, parasites thrive within that. Like the bitter things, acidic foods help. Alkaline, your body at an alkaline level over 7 is good. 7.3 is good. They do not thrive in an alkaline environment, but an acidic environment they thrive. And sugar eating a lot of sugar, even dates and all that. Too much of it, even though it's good, can create, if you already have a parasite within your body. Many people do detox cleansing, and they cleanse, they do these detox cleansing, they do lymphatic cleansing, but they never do a parasite cleanse. So when you do all these cleanses, even though you stop eating meat, you change your diet, but you do detox, and you do a lymphatic cleanse. Many people didn't do a blood cleanse too, because you have other ways to cleanse the body, a blood cleanse, and you didn't do a parasite cleanse. So even though you're eating healthy, you're still sick. How can people be vegan or plant-based and yet still they have cancer and all these chronic illnesses? Because the body has not been thoroughly clean. So if the body is not being thoroughly clean, one of the dangers, which is parasites, can help to enhance chronic disease like cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, Alzheimer's, and all these diseases that we see spreading in the world. In Exodus chapter 16, God speaking to the Israelites. In Exodus chapter 16. So as we look into it, it's the parasites and all these things, we see that when we follow the principle of health which God has provided for his people, then we can see how God do with the Israelite when they were going to Israel. In the wilderness, God, they were subsisting of an Egyptian, like many of them. But when they came out of Egypt, God was trying to restore them by giving them a better way of eating. In chapter 15 of Exodus 15, it says, verse 26, and said, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptian, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." So God wanted to be their healer. God wanted to provide. God didn't want them to be sitting like the other nations. But God wants them to be an example to the other nations. But in other words, we see further down the line, they started following the other nation, and all these sicknesses that the other nation had, they have it as well. And if we look among us, even in the last days of Earth history, we are the people of God. And majority of the same sickness that the world has, chronic illness, we have it as well. Because many say that it's not salvation to change their for health reform. It's not important. It's not a sin. But as we read in this in Healthful Living earlier on, it says to be ignorant of the laws that consist of our being is a sin. God said to us in 3 John, "I wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." So look at the cause. First, in disease, you have to recognize the cause. You have to find out what is the cause. Because many a time people say, give me something. They ask you to recommend something for them, but you have to know what the cause. You have to measure from cause to effect, because you have to know the cause before you give. Because many people just want a quick relief. That's why many people are falling for what is happening now. Many people are not intelligent to how the body reacts. So many people are falling for what the world is saying on the global scale, that we need this to provide health to our body. But the same people are saying that when people take certain things inside their body to prevent something, they're still catching it. But as we see, we read in the Bible, in Matthew, the 14th chapter, and we see that the people just touch the hem of wool, the garment of Christ, and they were healed. What it means by touching the garment of Christ, it means they place their faith in God, in Jesus Christ. So that's what we need in these last days, place our faith in Jesus Christ, not in man, but in Jesus Christ. Because man cannot understand what is taking place, but God knows everything, because he made us. In Psalms 100 verse 3, knowing not that the Lord has made us and not we ourselves, God made us, so he knows everything about us. And David says that in Psalms 139, he says in Psalms 139, Psalms 139, it says in verse 14, it starts from verse 13, it says, "For thou hast possessed my reign, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb." So much water into the belly of the woman, and the child didn't even drown. So it is God that is keeping the human body in perfect order, even in the womb. So it says in verse 14, "I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well." Verse 15, he said, "My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth." So we see David telling us that he recognized that we are what? Fearfully and wonderfully made. That means that God didn't make any mistake when he created man. He's the greatest biologist. He's the greatest biologist. He's the greatest chemist. He's the greatest physicist, and he's the greatest of all, because he created all. So we see that there's none like him. So we can look at what are some of the things that we can use to heal our bodies from these ailments. For some of the things, you have a plant they call Mimosa pudica. Mimosa pudica is a plant that is, let me share what it is. Traditionally, touch me not plant is used as an antidote for snake and scorpion bites. The root of the plant is chewed, and paste of the root is applied as a pulpit and biting area. The stem and the leaves are used for treating scorpion sting. To treat the paste of the old plant is applied. The root is also used for treating menstrual problem and also toothache. Toe infection can be treated by washing the legs with touch-me-not. So, Mimosa pudica, they call it touch-me-not. In the Caribbean, in Jamaica, where I came from, they call it shame, old lady. It's a plant that when you pass it, it folds. The or you touch it, it just close. It just close up itself. So it's also toe infection can treat by washing the legs with touching in a plant leaf decoction. It's also used for treating piles, dysenteries, and infested worms. That's what we're looking at now. Infested worm is called parasite. So it says, Mimosa pudica, touch me not, or shame old lady in Jamaican language, the most powerful herb for parasites. Intestinal parasites are real and they can do major damage in the human body. You can often find individuals who struggle from gut problems. So it's an infection of parasites. Parasites are sticky to eradicate from the body as they have a long reproduction cycle. You hear that? And cleaver protection mechanism. When parasites linger for long enough, they cause a number of health complications, as I said earlier on. So it says, Mimosa pudica, also is a powerful liquor plant. So you can use the protocol, the very root of all disease, a toxic parasite infected gut here. The root of what? Diseases is a toxic parasite infested gut, which is the second brain. The second brain is the gut, right? So the gut is what deal with every other part that goes to the brain. And the Bible tells us in Leviticus 17:11, said the life of the flesh, which is in the blood. So the gut is the part that helps to generate the heart to the brain blood. And guess what? So that's why when people are sick, it affects the brain too. So it has psychological effect on the body. So these organs are master of subterfuge, subordinating our health while hiding undetected. The symptoms of parasite infested mimic our most common ailments, and often a lack of detection can lead to unheeded medical treatment. So many times people go to the doctor for one thing, and doctor say, I don't see nothing. So parasites can mask the real issue that is at hand, and they prescribe the wrong thing. So oftentimes prescribed treatments are aimed at non-related conditions and end up leaving the parasite intact to dig deeper. So we're going to look at this plant. He said, what is Mimosa pudica? The sensitive plant, also called touch me not or shy plant, is creeping flowing bush type herb of pea legume family. Originally native to South Central and North America, it is now also pan-tropical weed found in Asian countries, including Bangladesh, Thailand, India, Nepal, Indonesia, Malaysia, Philippines, Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, Japan, Taiwan, Sri Lanka, Guam, and many parts of the Caribbean. More history on Mimosa pudica. The list of health challenges that have historically benefited from Mimosa pudica is increasing and varied. You can look it up on Google. Mimosa means Mimosa pudica. That is Mimosa pudica. The list of health challenges that have historical benefits from Mimosa pudica is increasing and varied. India Ayurvedic Medicine, Holistic System of Health, over 2,000 years old, prescribed mimosa for varied of health remedies, including dysentery, leprosy, jaundice, asthma, uterine problems, blood disease, fatigue, and more. More modern-day uses for the same plant, Mimosa pudica. Anti-venom, so it can sting. Sting from snakes, bees, and all these things. It can help. It's an anti-venom, so it can heal the body from a snake bite. Water extract of the roots of Mimosa pudica have shown to have significant anti-venom activity, most notably against the lethal venom of the monoclide cobra, one of the most venomous snakes in the world. It appears to inhibit the myotoxicity and enzyme activity of the cobra venom. You see that? That's powerful. Wound healing. It's good for what? Wound healing. Helps relieve the pain of hemorrhoids and piles. Antidepressant. So, you know, when the body is sick, it affects the mind as well. And many people die not from the sickness, but from depression. And anti-anxiety. Smooths ulcers. Anti-inflammatory, treats indigestion and diarrhea, antimicrobial and antifungal and antiviral properties, anti-parasite, lessen joint pain and arthritis symptoms. So you see, this plant is profound plant. See, it grows. It's a small plant, but it grows. It has seeds. It has its stems, and the seeds are black. You could check it out on Google, and you will see the benefits. So, here what it says now, it says the Shema Maca that they call it in Jamaica. Shema Maca is a perennial creeping hibiscus plant that currently gained popularity among quite a number of people all across the planet as a medicinal herb. So this plant is gaining a lot of momentum, meaning that it has been doing great for a lot of people. 70, let's look at Testimony Volume 7. Testimony Volume 7. Also, next herb that you could use, black walnut seeds is good for black walnut. The black walnut itself is like a round green. It's all over. I see it all over New York City, and you can use it, grind it out. You can put it into your concoction to make your medicine. You can take 1 teaspoon of it. All these herbs combined, wormwood as well, wormwood, and the next wood we call bitterwood as well. It does parasite don't like anything that is bitter. Bitter melon is also good for parasites as well. So if you can make a concoction with all these herbs, you have a next herb called progiosa. Progiosa is a herb. When you combine the herb progiosa with all these herbs, it enables the herb to work faster to remove these things in your body. So you repeat these. Bitter melon is good. Bitter melon, tamarind is also good for parasites as well. Not the sweet one. You have 2 types of tamarind. You have a sweet one, and you have the bitter. In other words, you call it sour tamarind. Parasite doesn't like anything that is bitter. When things are sweet, they strive from that. So you have the bitter melon, you have the tamarind. You have the black walnut. You have the bitterwood. You have the bitterwood. And you have the mimosa pudica, in other words, or the shame old lady. you can use those as the remedy. You can just add all these herbs together in one. But like the bitter melon, you can blend the bitter melon by itself and drink it. Many people say, man, this tastes bad. Hyssop as well is a plant that is any plant that is of a bitter state, they don't like that. But the plants that I name, those are the plants that really parasites afraid of. They're afraid of the bitterwood. They're afraid of the bitterwood. So all these things, the parasites are not happy. So you can use that and just avoid all processed sugar, starch, because starch turns into sugar in the body, and these things strive from that. In Psalms 104 verse 14. Psalms 104 verse 14. It says, verse 14 and verse 13 and 14. It says, "He watereth his hills from the chambers. Earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works." Verse 14. "He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and the herbs for the service, and the herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth." So God, the herbs are men's servants. In other words, the service of man, the herbs are men's servants. In other words, that what God has created, the herbs for the healing of men. So we know they are not just weeds in our gardens. They are not just weeds in the backyard. But many times I tell people, I remember I went to a train station, and I was standing there, and when I look, I see a plant that I knew right there at the train station. It was growing right there in a place that you couldn't expect a plant to be growing right there. You don't see a lot of soil there, but it's growing right there. It's called purslane. If you look it up, purslane is one of the most powerful vegetables, but it's a herb. It's loaded with omega-3. Purslane, and I saw it right at the train station. You know what I did? I took it up and replanted because it's not something that is easily to see all over, and it's an expensive herb. And the dandelion, that's vegetable. the mustard greens, that's vegetable. The plantain. Plantain is also like the mimosa pudica. Plantain can good for snake bites and all these insect bites as well. And you have the stinging nettle. When you touch that plant, it really stings. A sting, like a sting on you. You feel it. It just touch you when you touch your skin. And all these things. Oh, I know these things. I always have an interest in these things. And I buy books and read books that tells you about these things. And I not just take face value of what somebody say. I research. So the laws that govern in our being is something that we can know too. We can make effort to understand what is in our immediate environment and use them wisely. You have an app that I have on my phone. If I don't know what herb, I just pull up the app. And it tells me, it's called Picture This. It's an app. You just download it on your phone. You pass any plant. You just take the picture, and it tells you what the name of the plant is and what it is about. You can do further research. I have a book, Edible Food and Medicine. I bought that book, and it tells you you can use all these plants for and different ailments that you can use to help yourself to recover from chronic illnesses. Let me continue because almost time to close. So we can take care of this body that God give to us by learning about it. In Testimony, Volume 7, page 62.1 says, "We have come to a time when every member of the church should take hold of medical missionary work. The world is a laser house filled with victims of both physical and spiritual diseases." So not just physical, spiritual diseases. So the medical missionary work is not just making concoction. It's also knowing the word of God, have a relationship with God. Because you're gonna come upon some people like Jesus came upon the demonic who was cutting himself with stones. You're going to come upon people like this. And the only way you can help these people is by what? The power of God. So the healing doesn't lie in us. The healing lies in Jesus Christ. We are just a vessel that God is using to fulfill his purpose. It says, everywhere people are perishing for lack of what? Knowledge of the truth that have been committed to us. Seventh-day Adventists. The members of the church are in need of an awakening, like we are sleeping, that they may realize their responsibility to impart these truths. Those who have been enlightened by the truth are to be light bearers to the world. Hide, hear this part. He said, to hide our light at this time is to make a terrible mistake. So when people within our organization will come and tell you that to take man-made stuff in their system, what is happening? They're hiding the light at this time is to make a, they're making a terrible mistake. God, this is not what God has given unto us. God has given unto us sanitariums. He said each home should be a treatment place. Each home should have a treatment place that people can come for recovery of illness, and also you can point them to Christ. He said the message of God's people today is arise and shine, for thy light is come. That's Isaiah chapter 60. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. So it's a time for us to arise and shine. Paragraph 3 says, before the true reformer, the medical missionary work will open many doors, not some door, many doors. We see what is happening in this lockdown. I was able to go to many homes and give them great controversy, ministry of healing, make concoction and give people, and people take it and tell me that, man, I say, it's not me, it's God. So this can open up avenues and people come become interested in the message. So it says, no one needs to wait until called to do some distant field before begin to help others. Listen this part carefully. Wherever you are, you can begin at once. Whether you're in Tennessee, in New York City, in Alabama, you're in Florida, wherever you are, you can begin at once. Opportunities are within the reach of everyone. The people that I know, you know, don't know those people. The people that you don't, you know, I don't know them. But each one can reach one. It says, opportunity are within the reach of everyone. Take up the work for which you are held responsible. The work that should be done in your home and in your neighborhood. In 2019, just before the pandemic, our sister said to me that let's do a health fair. She's a medical missionary. She do a lot of medical missionary training for the conference all over the place. And she says, I know you just learning these things more and more. So let's come together and do the community that we were living close to each other. And so let's do the community where we are hope to. I said, print up the stuff, and we plan the stuff. We print it up, tell other brethren about it. We invite everybody within the neighborhood, in my community and her community, and people from the Pentecostal church, people from the Jehovah Witness church came. It was right at her home she did it. We set up tables of different things. We gave people samples. We made helpful meal. We gave books. People gave us contacts. And we able to share the message with them. Wherever you are, you can do this work. And then what happened in 2020? The pandemic. We did the health fair in October. And then in November, you hear about the first case of COVID-19 in China. And then January, it starts spreading. And then we hear about it in the United States. And these people said to us, one of the persons that I invited was a Pentecostal, and she said to me, I never heard anything like this about health. They never put on anything like that in our churches. So you see the influence that we can be to others when we understand to take care of our own self. We can in turn help others. So it says, I've been closing shortly, it says, in the fear of God, go forward without delay. This is the three angel message in Verity Family of God. This is the three angel message. The three angel message is not just calling people out of Babylon. Not just that. The three angels message as the help message wrapped up. Fear God. The first thing is fear God and give glory to him. When we are sick and others are sick, it's hard for other people to focus. When we're giving glory to God, it's when we are helping our fellow men too. It says, in the fear of God, go forward without delay, bearing in mind the individual responsibility to him who gave his life for you. Act as if you heard Christ calling you personally to do your utmost in his service. Look not to see who else is ready. If you are truly consecrated, God will, through your instrumentality, bring into the truth others whom he can use as channels to convey light to many that are groping in darkness. So we see that this is not something that, man, even though our church has drifted far from the health message, health reform is still on the table for God's people in the last days of earth history. God is calling back his people to health reform. This is the work of Christ. Hear what it says. It says in this book, Counsel on Health, and the topic is the source of healing. Counsel on Health, that is CH, 168, paragraph 1. It says, through the agency of nature, God is working day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment to keep us alive. Who? It is God. To bring up and restore us. When any part of the body sustained injury, a healing agency are set at work to restore soundness. But the power working through these agents is the power of God. All life-giving power is from him. When one recovers from disease, it is God who restores him. It is God. When one recovers from diseases, it is who? God. So it's not men. It is God. So if you do something to help somebody regain their health, it is not you. It is God. He says in Acts the 17th chapter, he said in Acts the 17th chapter, he says, Acts chapter 17, verse 28 and 29, he says, "For in him we live and move and have our being, as a certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the God is like unto gold, silver, or stone, or graven, or any art of man device." I wanted to hear that again. He says, "For as then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold or silver or stone graven by art and man's device." No, God doesn't work as all man works. God works along with the things that he has created. He don't go contrary to that which he creates. So God's not going to tell us to do something that nature does not agree with, to put things into our body that will make us worse. So I finish here with this following reading of this quote. It says, sickness, paragraph 138.2, it says, "Sickness, suffering, and death are the work of antagonistic power." What? Sickness, suffering, and death are the work of what? Antagonistic power. Satan is the what? Destroyer. Satan is what? The destroyer. God is what? The restorer. As Isaiah said, the restorer of the breach. There's a breach in the human system, not just into the law of God, not just into the Ten Commandments only, because the Ten Commandments and the laws of health are together. We keep separating them. We are together. The first commandment says we should not what? Have no other God. So anything we put before that which God has left for us to do, then we are putting other gods before us. When false science, which is contrary against the true science that God has created, then that is other gods. If we're going to put our trust, there are many people right now, their loved ones tell them that they can't come stay by them or their homes unless they take a vaccine. You see that? Don't come by me unless you have your vaccine. You understand? So we see all these things that people are unaware of the true plan of the enemy. And as I said earlier on, this COVID-19 is a precursor for the one world system. And what they're talking about, this great reset. Yes, it's a great reset, because guess what? They want you to depend on them, not on God. And the Bible tells us that we cannot put our trust in men. If man could have fixed this planet, Jesus Christ wouldn't come over 2,000 years ago to die for us. And Jesus Christ would not be in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary right now. And Jesus wouldn't gone to prepare a place for us. So right now, God is saying to us, trust me. I am the rightful owner of you. I know everything that you're going through. So if anyone on the line today, if you are sick, if you are troubled about many things, if you are discouraged, remember that the one that shed his blood for you over 2,000 years ago loves you and cares for you and is doing everything to save you into that eternal home. When I read my devotional yesterday, it tells you that there's no more funeral train. No more funeral train. No more weeping, no more sorrow. Christ is making a better world for us. Not in this present world. Christ said, "My kingdom is not of this world." All that you see over the newscast, all these people are telling you contrary to that which God has said. Your kingdom is of this world. And we tell, and the Bible tells us clearly that every element shall burn with fervent heat. At the judgment, everything will destroy of this earth. The only thing that we need characters. The character that it is of Jesus Christ, which is lasting. Let us pray. Most kind, loving, and eternal Father, keep us to acknowledge your goodness, your grace, and your mercy towards us. Not that we are good, but because you are good. We are saved through grace, through faith, not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, that any of us can boast. I'm no more or better than anyone in this world. It's only by your grace and your mercy that taught me. I was one, but all I knew was the medicine that man prescribed. But when you led me to a real health reform message, I followed. And Father, here am I today. Not that I'm completely whole as I should, rushing, because I'm following that which you have prescribed to nature for us. The great prescription, his nature's prescription, the things that God has made for us. Every herb healing seed. Thank you, O God, for these things. Help us, each and every one of us, Lord, to know what is in our immediate surrounding. If we take a look outside many times, we can see things that can help many ailments that we suffer. Father, help us to unlearn the things that we have learned, because the true education is from above. Father, we pray for each and every family member represented on this line tonight, O God. Help us, O Lord, to follow the ways that you have set. Those who are sick, we ask you for healing according to your will. Father, we pray, Lord, that we follow your instruction and your principle. Father, we pray for those who are going through a lot right now. Please understand not to follow man's way. You have been ridiculed by family members, by friends, by co-workers, by employers. Father, you told us, Lord, that these things will happen. Many will betray one another. You will be hated by all men for my name's sake. Lord, the same path that you've gone through, you have made provision for us to be overcome. Help us, O God, to keep our eyes on you. Let not nothing distract us or deter us from that which you have set up for us. Bless this ministry, the Advent Light Ministry. Bless Brother Rudy and his mission there in Arkansas. Provide the means, O God. Continue blessing that ministry. Bless all others, O God. Continue, O God, be with us. Pray, O Lord, that we continue united in Jesus. Father, pray for those who are seeking country property, O God. Whatever injuries, O God, what have held up by the enemy, O Lord, I pray, Lord, that you remove it. Those who are selling these property, O God, I pray, Lord, that you touch their minds, the realtors, the owners. May those who are striving, O God, to work for you, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you will provide all the means for them. Those who are struggling, O God, help them, Lord. see those who are sick and in the hospital bed, these are among us, oh God. Pray, oh Lord, that you will speak to their mind, oh God. Pray, Lord, that you will help them, Lord, to do that which you have set us from the foundation of the world, for man uplifting. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done. Cover us under your blood as we are about to sleep. And protect us all. In Jesus' name, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for that presentation. Brothers and sisters, I do know that we are blessed tonight, you know, with this message. A lot of information, you know. And we know what to wear when sickness occurs on our body, what is the cause. We have to find out the cause. And Brother O'Neill really gave it to us this evening, and also reminding us that the medical missionary is the right arm to the gospel. And every one of us who call ourselves Christian, we are supposed to be a medical missionary, you know. And God wants us to be a you know, informed so that we will be able to go out there to present the message. Because when we look around us, we saw that, you know, we cannot do the things that we used to do a few months ago. And he gave us this command that we can go out and reach people. So my prayer tonight, as the Lord promised us, you know, he loves us so much that he gave us, even as what our brother was saying in Genesis 1:2, that God gave us. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing tree which is upon the face of all the earth. And every tree in that which the fruit of the tree yielding seed to you shall be meat. So God knows what we need, and he provided for us. And that is in the Old Testament. And then when you go into the New Testament, the love that he has loved. Beloved, I wish all things that thou mayest prosper and being as evil as the soul prospered. So God wants us to be healthy, brothers and sisters. So let us really trust him and ask him, you know, for help, because we know we can't do it on our own. So I just want we want to thank Brother O'Neill. And if there is any question or any query that any one of us would like to hear or to know something that they may not understand, if they could put, you know, take off yourself off the line, and you can press 1 again, and we will give you the opportunity to ask a question to Brother O'Neill. And I just want to thank everyone tonight, and brothers and sisters, let us be faithful. Let us trust God, and this work have to carry out this gospel message that God have given unto us. The three angel message, medical missionaries in it, right? And this is the message that God wants us to give out, even though we know that people objected, you know. They reject this truth, but this truth have to carry out. So I just want to thank everyone tonight who joined and, you know, share. And we are asking you to continue to pray for our brothers and our sister on this little prayer line. It is really a blessing that we can come together in this form. And I'm encouraging my brothers and sisters that tomorrow is the Sabbath. Tomorrow night is the Sabbath we will be on. So we are asking you to join us the same time and the same number. I can share the number. The number is 1-313-1927-6240. So thank you for waiting so patiently upon us, and thank you for joining. Thank you for sharing, and have a good night. God bless. I haven't seen anyone take off their cell phone and press 1. So we just want to thank Brother O'Neill for this wonderful, wonderful sermon that he had presented today for us. All right. right. Good night, brothers and sisters. Can you close out? Our Father in heaven, again, we just want to thank you for everything, Lord. Bless us and keep us and allow us, dear Lord, that we have a good night. In Jesus' loving name, we pray. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen.